Bereshit, Genesis, chapter 43. But the scarcity of food was severe in the land, and it came to be, when they had eaten up the grain which they had brought from Mitzrayim, that their father said to them,
Go back, buy us a little food.
But Yehudah spoke to him, saying,
The men vehemently warned us, saying, You do not see my face unless your brother is with you. If you let our brother go with us, we go down and buy you food. But if you do not let him go, we do not go down, because the man said to us, You do not see my face unless your brother is with you.
And Yisrael said,
Why did you do evil to me, to inform the man that you still had a brother?
And they said,
The man kept asking about us and our relatives, saying, Is your father still alive? Have you a brother? And we informed him according to these words.
How could we know that he will say, Bring your brother down?
And Yehudah said to Yisrael his father,
Send the boy with me, and let us arise and go and live, and not die, both we and you, and also our little ones. I myself shall stand guarantor for him. From my hand you are to require him. If I do not bring him back to you and put him before you, then let me bear the blame forever. For if we had not delayed truly by now, we could have returned this second time.
And their father Yisrael said to them,
If so, then do this. Take some of the best fruit of the land in your vessels and bring a present down for the man, a little balm and a little honey, spices and myrrh, nuts and almonds. And take double silver in your hand, and take back in your hand the silver that was returned in the mouth of your sacks. It could have been a mistake. And take your brother, and arise, go back to the man. And El Shaddai, give to you compassion before the man, so that he shall release your other brother and Binyamin. And I, if I am bereaved, I am bereaved.
And the men took that present and Binyamin, and they took double the amount of silver in their hand, and arose and went down to Mitzrayim, and stood before Yosef. And Yosef saw Binyamin with them, and said to the one over his house,
Bring the men home, and make a great slaughter, and prepare, for these men are to eat with me at noon.
And the man did as Yosef said, and the man brought the men into Yosef's house. And the men were afraid because they were brought into Yosef's house, and they said,
It is because of the silver, which was put back in our sacks the first time, that we are brought in to throw himself upon us and fall upon us,
to take us as slaves or donkeys too.
So they came near to the man over the house of Yosef, and spoke to him at the door of the house, and said,
O my master, we indeed came down the first time to buy food, but it came to be, when we came to the lodging place, that we opened our sacks and saw each man's silver in the mouth of his sack, our silver in its weight, and we have brought it back in our hand.
And we have brought down other silver in our hands to buy food.
We do not know who put our silver in our sacks.
But he said,
Peace be with you. Do not be afraid. Your Elohim and the Elohim of your father has given you treasure in your sacks. Your silver had come to me.
And he brought Shimon out to them. And the man brought the men into Yosef's house and gave them water, and they washed their feet. And he gave their donkeys fodder. And they made the present ready for Yosef's coming at noon, for they heard that they were to eat there. And when Yosef came home, they brought him the present which was in their hand into the house, and bowed down before him to the earth. And he asked them about their welfare and said,
Is your father well, the old man of whom you spoke? Is he still alive?
And they said,
Your servant, our father, is in good health. He is still alive.
And they bowed their heads down and did obeisance. And he lifted his eyes and saw his brother Binyamin, his mother's son, and said,
Is this your younger brother of whom you spoke to me?
And he said,
Elohim show favor to you, my son.
And Yosef hurried, for his emotions were deeply moved toward his brother, and he looked to weep, and he went into his room and wept there. Then he washed his face and came out and controlled himself and said,
"Serve the food."
And they placed him by himself, and them by themselves, and the Mitzrites who ate with him by themselves. For the Mitzrites could not eat food with the Ivrim, for that is an abomination to the Mitzrites. And they sat before him, the firstborn according to his birthright, and the youngest according to his youth. And the men looked at each other in astonishment. And he took portions to them from before him. But Binyamin's portion was 5 times as much as any of theirs, and they feasted and they drank with him.